when somebody goes on Google and they search up handy man, and then you're saying the Lancaster area or the Santa Clarita?
Let me grab the details on how far it will reach. Here's John for the rate, too. And then I'll get the distance as well. Hang on here.
Yeah, because the zip code for the area code 661, I think. Well, I have a 213 number, but I service Lancaster, Santa Clarita. As far as Valencia, I think the farthest I've ever been was Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's pretty far, And Santa Clarita is about an hour from Lancaster, right?
30 minutes.
Oh, that's better. Okay, great. And here's John. I'll get the rate as well as the distance. Hang on here.
Hey, Lorenzo?
Hello.
Hey, Lorenzo. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. That's better than bad. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about listing your business on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any, like, specific questions?
So on Google, it's just they search up handyman, and then what you're saying, it will be, like, the top three that will pop up.
Correct, next to the map there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what would be right there? Just my, the Yelp review or the Angie's List or what is there being? Now I just have my Instagram account, business account, Angie's List, and Yelp.
Okay. Yeah, we'll actually create a Google business profile for you. So that way you have like your own Google business profile. That's actually what's showing on the first page is like, a condensed version of their Google business profile. And it has like their name, address, phone number, reviews, link to their website. You know, so we would actually have to create and verify your Google business profile. So you exist on Google as a real business. Right now you don't have that.
Okay.
So that would be step one, right? We create that and we'd send you a form for Google verification and you fill it out. I know you're operating as a handyman, which doesn't necessarily require a license unless you're dipping into certain things, right? Obviously,
I'm doing 500 or less.
Okay.
They're like small jobs.
Yeah, pretty much that's the case. They don't want you doing any kind of like major renovations or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it'll cover you for up to a 40-mile radius. It'll cover you for up to 15 keywords in the handyman category. So, you know, you could be listed for power washing, pressure washing, appliance repair, plumbing. You know, again, you do have to target smaller jobs, so proceed with caution, but it's not going to stop us from listing you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only if you run into a bad situation and they're coming after you. It's you're kind of on your own at that point.
Oh, yeah.
For Google Guarantee, we do have to verify license for certain things, but for Google Places, we don't. Now, outside of just your Google business profile, you know, building that, getting you listed on the first page, we would also build your .com website for you. So we'll actually purchase a domain name like rudeboymaintenancerepairandhandyman.com or handymanservices.com. And then we'll develop all your content, you know, make sure it looks how you want it to look, and we'll host it. And we'll have it attached to your listing on the first page of Google. We would also complete your online business profile. So that way you shouldn't need any other online advertising because, you know, we'll put you on, I know you already have Yelp, so we're not going to duplicate Yelp, but like Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You have Facebook ads where you can actually get clients from Facebook ads too. And then there's Apple and Safari for the iPhone users. So, you know, we're basically covering all your bases on one flat monthly rate, and we let all the customers call you directly off these platforms without you incurring any, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So you'll know exactly.
I wish you guys would have called me sooner.
What was that?
I wish you guys would have called me sooner because I just literally pay, like, $300 to Angie's List, but they're gonna charge me for leads.
Mm.
I didn't know that at the time. I found that out later.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're a Google partner down here in Orange County. So we're partnered with Google Building One in Irvine, California. And, you know, we only call out when there's a spot open. So the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have an opening for this Lancaster service area in the handyman category, because we could only list three at a time. But we're going down a list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill this opening. Once we fill that spot, we're closing out the categories. So we can't work with any other handyman in the area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So what would be the price for that?
Well, if you were to come on board with us today, I could put you on this platinum package with all the bells and whistles that I mentioned, the website, Facebook, you know, all the additional features. Normally it's $499. I could reduce it to $299 month to month as part of a new in business credit.
And how long would it take to get all everything complete?
Well, the website, I mean, there's different timetables for everything. Like the website's 3 to 5 days. Facebook is 3 to 5 days. The directory submissions are usually 5 to 7 days. The Google stuff will take longer just because Google sends you this postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Any business on the first page of Google has to get Google PIN verified. And so it'll come from Irvine to you, so it shouldn't take that long, but they tell us to quote you 5 to 7 days. And then there's also a form that you got to fill out. So you'll be able to see results in the first month, Lorenzo, but month two is where you'll really start to see things come to fruition, because we won't have to re-PIN verify you again. You know, we won't have to go through that whole setup process again. We'll have to build a new website from scratch again, you know, once we have it up and running. So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's more of an investment to establish your business long-term and add credibility to the company, and then obviously drive traffic.
Yeah.
So it won't be immediate. It's not like I sign you up today, you get calls tomorrow.
Yeah, and that, because I'm thinking about doing my LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So with that website, am I able to edit the website name?
Anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a phone call. We got you. You have a whole team here. So, you know, any changes that you want to make is just a part of the service.
You said what was that?
It'd be $299 with the discounts. And then the beauty of it too, Lorenzo, is I'll lock you in at that rate. So it'll never go up. It won't go back up to like $499 next month. It'll just stay $299 month to month for as long as you want to remain with us.
Okay. Yeah, I'm tempted.
It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years, and 90% of searches do start and stop on the first page of Google. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call for help.
Okay. So with this, I wouldn't need Angie's List and Yelp and all that.
No, I mean, Angie's List actually uses Google to get the leads that they sell to people. So you wouldn't need to buy leads from them if you're on Google on your own. And people can call you directly as a live call, and that's what most of them do anyway. They just call the handyman directly.
Okay, then. Let's do it then.
Okay, I'm going to create your Google business profile. Like I said, you only got to create this Google business profile one time for as long as you own the business, unless you move or like relocate out of Lancaster. But what's the street address that I could send the Google PIN verification letter to?
You can send it to my home address. It's 44502.
44502. Avenida del Sol?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then you could only have one number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this is my business number.
Okay, so 213-477-5152?
Yes.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, Lorenzo, or do you have like a partner or a crew?
No, I'm the CEO and owner.
Okay. What's your last name?
Lopez Pena.
Okay.
Hyphenated. P-E-N-A.
Okay. All right, save. Make sure I hyphenate it. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
I don't have one, but you can send it to my personal one. It's lopez.lorenzo79@icloud.com.
79@icloud.com. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed online?
I do 24-hour service.
Okay.
I do emergency services too.
24/7 emergency services available. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you established the company logo yet?
Yeah, I have the one. I don't know if it pops up when you search me.
Let me see.
It's like a hand with all these tools.
I see it on Instagram.
Okay, then yeah, that's the one that's pinned.
Okay, I like that. That's actually really nice. Okay, and you do some automotive stuff too. I didn't see this before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is awesome. I really like the logo.
Thanks.
I need you to actually send it in to us, though, so that way we have a paper trail that we got authorization to go ahead and publish this on other platforms. So I'm going to shoot you a text message here. One's going to be my direct number and extension, and then I'm going to send another one with just an email address. If you could send that logo and then, like, any photos that you'd want to use on your website, any of the other platforms, the Google Business Profile, Facebook, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, any of the platforms that we're submitting you to, just go ahead and send the photos over to this, and then we'll be able to upload them and publish them for you on all the platforms at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. So let me know when you get both of those texts.
To email it to that photo, was that Local Splash?
Yeah, this way, if it comes across, like, if it's like, it'll change it into a JPEG file. So that way, like, if you took it on, like, a new iPhone or an older phone, it won't get pixelated when you send it through to us, if you send it via email. So that'll just make sure it comes across high quality, because it looks really nice what you have on the Instagram, but I want to make sure that that matches up. And then you're going to gain a new follower here on Instagram. And then, yeah. And then, let me go ahead and save. Okay, so Google verification, good. And then just to confirm, you don't have any kind of license, insurance, or do you have a business registration yet? I know you said you're going to get an LLC soon.
No, I'm working on the LLC. Just the LLC. But I plan on getting my B2. I can get bigger jobs.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know when you get it. As of right now, we're just going to proceed forward without it. But once you have it, let me know. It's just going to add a little more credibility to the business if we put that badge up there and then also add the LLC to the business name. Just looks more professional.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to want to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just sent two right now.
Okay. Let me check it out. You emailed them?
Yeah, how do I, there's a couple options, small, medium, large, or actual size?
Actual size. Yeah, sometimes when you press large, it'll like spread it out instead of actually just make it bigger, and then it ends up getting pixelated. That's what we're trying to avoid.
So with this, do you guys know if they get spam calls? Because that's what I'm worried about.
Spam calls?
Was it spam?
Well, they have to actually be like in your service area, and they have to actually type in a service that you provide. Like they'll have to type in like handyman or plumber or one of the keywords that you want to be found for, in order to even get, see your name and get your number.
Okay.
But if you're really worried about like getting spam calls, we could always put like a Google Voice tracking number up there. It'll be a different phone number. Like it'll still have 213 area code. It'll just be a different number and it'll forward to your phone in real time. And then, you know, obviously on your caller ID system, it's going to say that it's coming from that tracking number. So you'll know like what's coming from your online advertising versus your personal calls. But, I did notice on your logo, you kind of already have the phone number on the logo. So I don't know if it's a good idea to necessarily have a different number there, but they definitely have to look up one of the services you provide on Google and be in your area in order to even get this number and call you anyway.
Okay.
Through us, right? Unless they find you on like Instagram or something like that. And then, you know, it might be susceptible to that, but, okay. So let me go ahead and save. Okay, so I have your account created. I'm going to submit it for the placement after we process the payment here. But I want to schedule a client interview with you where we could sit down and, like, go over the area you cover, the keywords that you want to be listed for, and then we'll also go over how you want your website to look, and we'll buy the domain name for the website. What's your schedule look like?
Do you guys handle all of
that? Yeah, we do it all.
Do you guys handle all that?
Yeah, we do all the legwork, Lorenzo. And it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Okay. That domain, you guys own it or I will be the owner?
So we're going to purchase it on your behalf while you're using our services. If you ever like left our services, but you want to keep the website, you have to have a host for the website, which you could either go through us or like GoDaddy or one of the other companies out there to get hosting. And then we charge you $99 for the domain name if you want to keep it, because that's what Google charges us for the domain names.
Okay.
Okay. But
no,
while you're using us, we're not going to charge you anything for it, and you'll still have full access to it.
Angie's and Yelp, because I don't want to pay for leads. I don't like that. They lied to me and told me the way the service was. And I found out after where I'm getting charged for leads, and then I call them, and it's like other people are getting the leads too, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, we send you everything in writing, and we're super transparent. Our services are all month to month. You can cancel at any time. And so because it's month to month and you can cancel at any time, we have to be really honest with you guys, because if we're lying at any point, you're going to cancel, and then we basically just do all this work for nothing. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We want somebody we can build a relationship with that'll come back every month on their own.
Mhm. Mhm. So. Let me get my card information.
Okay. Well, while you grab that though, before you grab that, what's a good time for your client interview tomorrow?
Is it in person or on phone?
It's over the phone.
You can call me at
9 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and schedule it. I'll text you at 8 o'clock. I'm going to set up like an automated reminder at 8, but the appointment will be at 9.
Okay.
All right. All right, and then I'm ready for the payment method when you are.
Okay, hold on. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready for you.
It's 4342.
4342.
56.
56. 24.
87. 44.
44.
39.
39. 11. 11. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Oh, is that you broke up?
Oh, I was saying the expiration date, month and year?
It's 06-28.
06-28. And then there should be a three-digit code on the back.
965.
Okay. Wait, 965?
Yes, 965.
Okay, sorry. It was like I heard a dog or something barking in the background. All right, update. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Just as added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lorenzo, you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are actually recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Food Boy Maintenance, Repair, and Handyman Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Lorenzo Lopez, owner and CEO.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Lorenzo, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
I already know what you currently have. You'll probably wind up canceling Angie after a month or two of this, and that's fine. If you want to keep using it, you can. But the reason they put that in there is we just want to make sure that you don't, like, pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of your online listings, okay? If there's two of them, like if you have two Yelp listings, for example, Google will tell us to delete one of them. You know, you don't want to pay for something that you already have and then have them make a duplicate and then we got to delete it and they just charge you for it. It's almost like you're wasting money at that point. So try to be mindful of that. If you're not sure if it's something we already do for you, just double check with us.
Okay. No, I plan on canceling
that. Yeah, I mean,
Yelp, I don't really.
I figured you probably would after a while. I mean, the Yelp is a directory that we provide for you at no extra cost. It's just a part of the service. But if you already have it, we're not going to duplicate it or make another one. We won't delete the current one that you have. We'll just access the current one that you have, and then we'll do the promotions and updates on that platform for you. Okay. And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 31st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. On top of that, I have locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term's completed, the agreement sets to renew each month on the 31st day in that discounted price of $299. If there's not 31 days in the month, it's going to roll over to the first of the month. And it'll be reoccurring on the first.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next bill is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then when your payment clears, hold on. I got a decline message for your payment. It says CVV2CID failure. So I think we got the three-digit code on the back or the expiration date wrong.
Uh, six 9-6-5.
It's 6-9-6-5?
No, 9-6-5.
9-6-5, okay. And then what's the expiration date month in here?
It's 03-28.
03-28. Okay, I'm just going to make these updates because it codes it out so I can't see it. All it shows me is that it's a visa ending in 3911. Everything else is deleted, so I can't really see which one of those we got wrong, but let me try to reprocess here. Yeah, when this goes through, you're going to get a payment confirmation. So you'll get a link to an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. It'll have everything outlined in black and white that we're doing for you, as well as this discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then there's also a Google verification form. I know you don't currently have the license or the LLC, but try to fill out the form as best as you can. At the bottom, it says if you're missing anything, we'll just get on a three-way call with the Google headquarters and we'll verify your listing over the phone. They just kind of want to touch base with you and get to know you, make sure you're a real person, you're not out there causing any harm or anything like that. And then there's going to be a username and a password for a tracking system that we have. The tracking system will be a good tool for you. It'll actually keep track of all the leads. So even if you're missing calls, you can always go into that at the end of the day. And then you'll be able to see, like, any leads that you might have missed. It'll actually save their number and all their information for you. And then also you can request Google reviews through that app. So that's a cool little feature. You can send the homeowner or business owner a text message once you're done with the job, and it'll ask them to, like, put a star rating and write a little review about how you did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll show you how to use that. There is a little YouTube video that they have that they'll email to you with the link to the app, and you'll be able to watch that, and it'll show you how to use it. It's pretty easy. But again, if you're having any issues with it, we also assume like every client is like computer illiterate. So you could just call, in and we'll help you. You know, I have guys that are like 75, 80 years old that just, you know, they're not computer savvy, but they just call in every time they need help or have questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that concludes the initial setup process. So I just want to confirm that you're getting those welcome text messages from our company, and then you're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I got thank you for using Local Splash. We sent a copy of invoice to the email.
Oh, yeah, it says please click here, and I'll have a link.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you click on that, that's the outline of the agreement in writing. So you do have to sign off on it. It's an e-signature, so you basically just type out your first and two last names as they appear right above the dotted line. So it'll be hyphenated Lopez Pena. And then once you submit that, it'll take you to the page for username and password. They're sending over the username and password as we speak. And then there's also going to be another form or another text that'll look like this one, but it'll have a link to a Google verification form. That's what you want to fill out. So if you're ever having any questions, comments, or concerns about it prior to the client interview tomorrow, you could always call in, or we could also help you during the client interview. I'm basically going to call you first, introduce you to a client interview technician, and then they'll take the call from there and walk you through the setup process for the website, the keywords, and the service area that we're targeting out there.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want you to know this too, okay, because I know it might seem a little uneasy when you're first signing up. You know, there's a lot of things happening at once that we do for the business. We're not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List. We're not just going to, like, sign you up and then start sending leads over and never talk to you again, right? It's almost like you're hiring people in-house to work for you and do your marketing for you. That's how we approach it, even though we're the ones, you know, bringing the placement to the table for you. We really want to, like, make sure we're representing the business properly and that it's working for you so that way you can make money and keep using the service each month. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to communicate them, okay? Same thing, if you want to make a change to the website, you want to add an LLC, anything like that, you know, either call me directly at the number there, or our customer service line is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So don't hesitate to call, okay? Well, like I said, we'll basically assume that you're, like, computer illiterate and get in there and make sure everything's working for you. We just want you to be able to answer the phones and make sure you get good reviews.
Okay. And okay. Where would they do the reviews at? On like Google itself or
yeah.
on the website?
Yeah, you're going to have your own Google business profile now. So you'll actually exist on Google. Like right now you don't even exist if you look up Rude Boy Maintenance, Repair, and Handyman Services. But we're going to create that for you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into the back end of it and do the programming so that way you show up for the services and your keywords. And then we'll also have your website attached to that and a link for the reviews. So they'll be able to leave a review directly on that Google business profile. So they'll be able to just go to Google, look up your name, and then write the review right there.
So send me another text saying to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information.
Yep.
So click on the link. And it's,
yeah, click on that, and that's the Google verification form.
So I have to use my personal Google?
Yeah, you want to log in with your regular email. That's what we have on file here. The lorenzo.lopez79@icloud is actually what we have. But if you have a Gmail account, that would be preferred.
Okay.
You can use your iCloud too, but if you have a Gmail, that's usually the preferred method by Google.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. That's basically all your homework right there.
So when they see my Google account, they're going to see this personal account, or are you guys going to make a whole business one?
No, you'll have your own Boy Maintenance, Repair, and Handyman. The email is not something we're going to have displayed anywhere. The email is just for us to send you, like, your invoice receipts, the outline of the agreement in writing, and, you know, we'll communicate with you from time to time, but we won't have that attached anywhere unless you want it on the site. Like, if you want, like, a contact me section on your website, then we'll need to make you a separate.
Yeah, I don't want a person.
Yeah. If you want to do that, like, if you want the contact us profile, we'll need a separate email. If you're okay with just having like a regular site with your phone number on there without the contact us profile, then we won't need it. We could just use this one and hide it so that way nobody can see this one. Make sense?
Yeah, so all of this stuff I have to fill out using, so we're saying Google verification.
Yeah, you should be able to do it right there on your iPhone. So it'll ask you like first name, last name. This will get submitted directly to Google. It'll ask for your email address. You could put in the lopez.lorenzo79@icloud in there. This is just going to go to Google with the stuff that we're submitting to them today as well. And then you'll see a section where it says, like, upload a picture. It'll have, like, upload file. If you're on your smartphone, you just click on that. It'll flip around to your camera, and you could just snap a picture of whatever it's requesting. If you're missing any of the things, don't panic. There's a little box at the bottom that says, like, if you're missing anything, just make sure that you're okay with us video calling you, and then we can just verify you over the phone, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Okay. I know it's a lot. I know it's going to feel like a lot. So right now, all I want you to focus on really is signing the subscription terms, and then obviously start working on this Google verification form, and then we'll follow up with you in the morning at 9 a.m., if you don't have everything done for the Google verification tonight, don't panic. Usually it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get that back to us. So, I mean, if you could get it back to us by Monday, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Okay. That's usually the longest part of getting everything up and running is just waiting for that Google verification to be done by you guys and then Google approving it. But I already got the subscription terms back, so it says you already signed that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're good. Now it's just focus on the Google verification form and then be available for the client interview tomorrow at 9.
Okay.
Okay. And remember, if you need help or you have questions, comments, concerns, we're right here. Like, just call in. Okay.
Saying little pictures of tools and equipment which you used to carry all your work?
Yep. Yeah, it's like your work tools, equipment. I know it'll say, take a picture of your job or your workplace, you know. If you work from home, you know, obviously we're hiding your address. So you don't have to, like, take a picture of your house and send it in necessarily. They may ask for that, though, to be honest. But this isn't stuff that's going to be displayed anywhere, Lorenzo. So it's not like if you take a picture right here of your work tools or your house, it's not going to be on the internet for people to be able to find and know that you have these tools or, like, find you. You know what I mean? It's literally just going to Google. They look at it, and then they'll verify your listing, and that's it. Like, it just goes into the cosmos.
Okay.
It's not, so don't worry about, like, your personal information getting out there or anything like that. But I do have guys call me, and they're like, hey, I just don't want to give my license plate number. It's asking for a picture of the work vehicle. Can I cover the license plate? Absolutely. You know, it's not a problem at all. Just try to fill it out to the best of your ability. Yeah, really what they're trying to do is just make sure you're a real person, you know, with real tools and real equipment. You know, if you say, hey, I'm a painter, and then it's like you don't have any painting equipment, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, how are we going to verify it? That's like you really do that. You know what I mean? And how are you going to say you're a handyman? You don't have a toolbox. It's those kind of things, you know? So it's just simple stuff. It's not like, you know, legal documentation other than like the license, the insurance. But again, that's only required if you're trying to do jobs that are like huge. And then it's still actually not required for us to post you, but it's recommended.
Okay.
So you're in good hands. If you have any other questions, just remember you have a team of professionals here. Our company's been around for 20 years doing this, helping the business owners get set up online, start generating traffic and customers online. So you have a team here. Don't hesitate to call in. We'll always be happy to help you. We need it to work for you in order for it to work for us and for us to get paid as well. So we're in it together.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 9 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Lorenzo. I'll talk to you soon.